Hey, this is Frank Edward Nora, and I just want to tell you that the daily podcast from another place has ended. Yesterday's episode, the Throat Ripper scene, was the last episode. That was yesterday, Thursday, January 27th, 2005. And this episode 101 is just to let you know that the daily podcast from another place is over with. But the good news is that all of the great material you've been hearing here on the daily podcast will be continuing on the Overnightscape. If you're not aware of it, the Overnightscape is a podcast that I've been doing for a long time now. I've been doing the show for almost 2 years now. And so if you've been enjoying the daily podcast from another place, go and check out the Overnightscape at theovernightscape.com. Or if you go to the daily podcast site, you'll see a little thing that says link, and that will link you to the Overnightscape. And the good news is the Overnightscape, which had been a weekly show, is now going to a daily format. That's part of the reason why I'm ending the daily podcast from another place, because I'm going to start doing the Overnightscape daily. And if you've been enjoying these strange audio clips and all these different shows I've been playing, I'm going to be playing more of that kind of stuff on the Overnightscape. And plus, I'll go back to some of this stuff and explain it further, so you might understand some of the context. If you've just subscribed to the daily podcast from another place and you're getting this message, you may want to go back, because the archive is going to be up for a long time. I may even keep the archive up for forever. Just so you know, in the 100 episodes of the daily podcast from another place, there's almost 11 hours of audio. It started back on Wednesday, October 20th, 2004, with a little piece called For Joey. I'm going to play you just the beginning of that piece, just to give you an idea what the daily podcast was like. And
you know, I've been reading about whales.
So what?
Huge sea creatures. And they're mammals, just like us.
Really? I thought they were reptiles.
No, they're mammals. You know, I was thinking, maybe Joey's at the beach.
Couldn't be at the beach.
Why not?
Cold this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. That's a little sample. That was the very start of the daily podcast from another place. And like I said, I'm ending the daily podcast from another place because I'm going to be focusing more on the Overnightscape. But definitely subscribe to the Overnightscape. I'll give you the RSS. It's just http://theovernightscape.com/rss.xml. If you want to just type that in, or of course you can go to theovernightscape.com. So for all of you tuning in via the daily podcast from another place, I will leave the microphone open as I continue to do the Overnightscape. This is actually, I'm recording this as part of the Overnightscape number 100, so you can hear another part of this show and continue listening to this show, and hopefully you'll subscribe to the Overnightscape, coming every day starting next week, starting January 31st. Thank you. All right, so there it was. That was my little message that I gave to the people listening, and they're still listening. I'll allow the people that are listening to that daily podcast 101 to continue listening to the show for a while, maybe about 20 minutes. So how was my little message? Did I do it properly? I don't know. Because you know, the thing is, when you're doing podcasting, sometimes when you subscribe to something, you just get the very latest episode. So if someone subscribes after it ends, they're going to get that little very confused piece of audio I just recorded, but hopefully it'll give people the message. So anyway, yeah, big change is coming. The daily, I'm very excited about the daily Overnightscape. So anyway, I want to start off the second hour here after that with a little beverage review. Now this is very interesting to me. You know, I always love reviewing strange beverages, and I discovered this company called Brain Twist. Okay, now I love strange beverages, and this company, Brain Twist, you can get to them at brain-twist.com, you know, brain-twist.com. They are creating some very interesting products. Now, the reason I know about them, I saw one of their products at 7-Eleven. This is what I'm going to review today. It's called Fair Warning High-Intensity Heat Sensation Drink. Now, this has a metal bottle that's sort of tapered towards the top, very nice metal bottle, but it is not an energy drink. It's there in the store with all of the various energy drinks, you know, the Red Bulls and the Adrenaline and Buku, all these different energy drinks. But this is right with them. But this is not an energy drink. It is a heat sensation drink. So let me see what it says here. Fair warning. The first of its kind. A sensation-enhanced experience that delivers the heat. Drink with caution. The sensation will build as you drink. So this is supposedly, what do they put in here, acid or something? It's supposedly you drink this and it feels very hot. It makes you feel very hot. So it's kind of scary. I went to their website and they're creating some very interesting products. If you go to braintwist.com, they're creating something called liquid cereal. Okay, this is going to be in cans. Is actually cereal with milk and cereal all like blended together. You can drink cereal. And this is a product they have. So they're going to be doing that. They also have Cinnabon. You know, I love Cinnabon. They're releasing Cinnabon, iced coffee drinks. They have a medicated beverage, the Flu and Cold Defense Brain Twist drink. So they have like a medicated drink you can have. What else they have? They have some other coffee drinks, iJava and iBrew. I don't know what that is. They're very interesting. But then they have Fair Warning. Now, Fair Warning is a line of products they have that are sensation drinks, a brand new idea. This is not an energy drink, it's a sensation drink. So they have two cool drinks that make you feel cold, and then one that makes you feel hot. So this one is just heat flavored. Then they have the kiwi, apple, and berry lemon cool flavors that make you feel cool. I was not able to find those. I only found this one heat flavored drink. I'm very scared of this drink, so I'm going to be watching for new of these brain, especially the liquid cereal. That looks very good. So. Brain Twist. This is really cool. There are some really bizarre beverages. So I'll be trying this heat drink, and it's a nice bottle. It's black, and then it gets sort of like reddish and orangish towards the top, and there's these two very sinister-looking eyes on the package, like looking out. And this is 12 ounces. Let me try to open it up here. Hold on. I'm going to need two hands to open this up. Hold on. I can't open it. Hold on. I can't believe I actually... I cannot open this. This is ridiculous. Oh my. I can't open it! I've never experienced this before. This is a beverage I cannot open. Hold on, maybe I can. Hold on, listen to some music. I'll try to do this. I'm getting like a knife out. I'm trying to like jab it open here.
Swiss Army knife here, trying to cut it open. How can it not open? This is ridiculous. I'm like cutting the edge of the thing with my knife here.
Here, put my microphone there. Ah! I can't believe I have to do this. I'm like jamming it with a knife. I want to drink this stuff. All right, here we go. Ah! Holy crap! All right, I used my Swiss Army knife and I opened this thing up. That is not a good marks on the product. I'm sniffing it. Wow. I had to actually, it's one of these metal caps, and you know it has that little safety thing where there's a lower ring? I was turning it around, and it wasn't doing anything. So the little grooves on the top obviously weren't in there, right? So I'm smelling it. It smells kind of funky. I don't know. I'm going to pour it out into a glass here. Okay, fair warning. They're warning me now, so if I get hurt, it's my own fault here. This is clear. This is a clear substance. It's clear. It looks like water. It looks like water. I'm looking at it in my glass. Maybe slightly cloudy. Smelling it, it has a really kind of a funky smell. Almost like smelly feet. I don't know. It smells kind of. I don't know. There's something not right there. All right, let me take a sip. I'm scared. This is a heat drink. I don't know. Let me have this here. Hold on. I just drank it, and it tastes kind of like cinnamon. I don't really feel anything yet. It just tastes like sort of a cinnamon-flavored water here. It's like, kind of like a fruit-flavored. I'm starting to feel something on my. Maybe it has like hot peppers in it or something. I don't know. See, the thing is, I eat a lot of hot stuff, a lot of really hot sauce and stuff, so this kind of stuff is not going to affect me as much if that's what it's using. Let me drink some more here. The smell really is a little bit strange, but I'm detecting a little bit of heat. But like I said, I'm a hot pepper maniac. All right, I'm getting it now. I'm getting it. As I'm breathing, I feel okay. This is pretty scary. It is starting to feel hot in my mouth, like not like hot sauce, but like really kind of like acid or something. I'm drinking acid here. Let me finish it up. The smell is nasty, though. Kind of like a cinnamon apple flavor. I'm starting to feel a little bit of heat in my mouth. Heat sensation. Some people online were saying that it would be good as a mixer. Holy crap. I'm sorry. It's starting to take effect. My throat and my mouth is starting to feel really hot. It hurts! A drink that hurts you. I don't know. High sensation heat energy drink. I do feel heat, like just in my mouth and on my tongue and stuff. Almost like if you eat like something hot, like hot sauce, but... okay. It's okay. I don't know. I don't know how to review this product. I think it was like $1.49 for this bottle. It says, drink with caution. The sensation will build as you drink. So, contains no juice. Okay, there you go. What are the ingredients on this thing? Purified natural spring water, sugar, artificial flavors, citric acid, cellulose gum, and sodium benzoate to protect taste. So I guess the natural flavor is what gives it the heat. All right. Not that intense of an experience. I feel a little bit of lingering heat in my mouth. Maybe it is just that. Maybe they just put like some hot peppers in there. I don't know. So, I kind of not that good tasting, and the effect is okay, but it's not that great. So, unfortunately, I cannot give this product that much of a positive review. It's okay. There was another hot beverage called Loco Soda. And they actually was just using like hot peppers and like a little like lime mango flavored soda. That was pretty good. They went out of business though. So there you go. Fair warning, high intensity heat. Not really that great of a thing. I don't know if I would get it again. But I'm looking forward to the cereal, the liquid cereal. Giving me a headache. Holy crap. This is a drink that hurts you. I really am getting like a headache from this stuff. It's like, this is not a good product. Holy crap. I'm getting like a splitting headache from this stuff. They call it brain twist. I don't know. All right. So let me change the music here. We're going to be talking about, what I have is I have a little updates here. I realized this update contains three of my favorite things in the world. Paper towels, pinball, and popcorn. So this is going to be the paper towels, pinball, and popcorn update. Who knows? Maybe this will become a new feature on the show. Paper towels, pinball, and popcorn update. Those are those are things in life that I just love. I need to get a little bit of a better soundtrack for this feature. Some sort of popcorn or pinball related. Something more fun. What can we find here? Try to find the right music. Oh, God. I feel like crap. Okay, that sounds a little popcornish. Okay, so anyway, we'll start off with the paper towel news. As you know, I love paper towels, and I really think it's one of the greatest technologies invented by man. It is a very convenient product, and I use them all the time, and I can't imagine living without them. And I like Bounty. Bounty is the only paper towels I like, okay? Well, my wife has some coupons, and so basically if you get these coupons and they double, they triple, you can get stuff for free sometimes at the supermarket. So she basically got these for free, Viva paper towels. So I figured, hey, you know, we'll try them out. The most horrible experience, okay? Viva paper towels, just, the texture is just disgusting and soft. And they smell. They smell horrible. I mean, all paper towels have a little bit of a funky smell, a little bit of like a paste kind of smell. Ugh, but even Bounty does, but that's not that bad. But this one just smelled horrible because I did the dishes and I was... you know, drying the stuff off with these paper towels, Viva. It just smelled awful. Ugh, I was like, drying stuff off. So, anyway, Bounty is the only paper towel for me, and Viva just continues to verify the fact that Bounty is the best, and Viva, just horrendous, horrendous paper towels. All right, now onto the pinball subject here. I've been playing a lot of visual pin mame on the computer. I've talked about this the past few weeks. I really am blown away by the amount of pinball machines that have been converted so that you can play them on your computer. It's really, and it takes so much time and effort for these people to convert these pinball machines. They get the actual, you know, the electronics from the machines and emulate that, but then they have to actually create and sometimes from blueprints the actual machine itself. And I've been having a great time playing these machines. And there's one little thing that I one video game that I found that was very strange. A game called Varcon. And I started playing it on the computer, and it seemed a little strange. It was like very wide. It wasn't like long and tall like most pinball machines. So I did a little research. There's a great website called IPDB.org, InternetPinballDatabase.org, kind of like the Internet Movie Database, IMDb.com, but this is IPDB.org. They have information on every pinball machine ever. Very good website. Turns out what Varcon is a really cool thing. I can't believe I've never seen this, because this is something like when I saw this, it just blew my mind. I had never seen this before. But it was just, I idolized things from like the very early 80s, like video games and stuff from the early 80s. And what Varcon is, was produced by Williams in September 1982, and they only made 90 of these. It was a pinball machine, but it was in a video game cabinet. So imagine games like Joust or Defender or those kind of video games, Robotron. It was in a cabinet just like that. And, sorry, this friggin' drink is like killing me here. I've got like a headache. Holy crap. Anyway, what Varcon was, it was like in a video game cabinet, but it was a real pinball machine inside, and you controlled the flippers with little joysticks and stuff, so I was just fascinated by it. And what I have here is, I looked at the side of the big cabinet, there's a beautiful graphic. I was so blown away by this. It's on a light blue background, it's in black and yellow, and it's like this cool symbol of two dragons interlocked and stuff. I was so blown away by it. I love this symbol. And, in fact, you can get that graphic at localarcade.com. They have arcade art archives. Someone actually created that as vector art, so you can open that in Adobe Illustrator. I was so blown away by this image, the sight of this video game pinball machine, that I made it my desktop at work. And it just looks so cool. So I was really blown away by that, this obscure pinball machine. They only made 90 of them. I have never seen this Varcon. So I was very excited. It's sort of like a lost piece of my youth. This is something that if I saw it when I was a kid, I would have been obsessed with even to this day. So it was cool seeing this. So yeah, so go check out Varcon. And maybe someday I'll see one. There's only 90 out there, but who knows? Someday I might see. If anyone has a Varcon, let me know. Maybe I can come over to your house and play it. But anyway, some sad news. I was looking on the news group Rec Games Pinball. And Video. It was a video store in Morristown, New Jersey that had an actual pinball parlor. And I've talked about it on the show. Apparently, the town of Morristown, New Jersey, finally shut down the pinball machines. They said it was illegal. It was like an illegal arcade, and they said they were holding off for like 2 years with the lawyers and stuff. But finally, the town won out. So unfortunately, and this is really the only what you might call a pinball parlor in existence in like the Northeast United States. There's none left. I mean, there's very little pinball available anywhere. And this was the best, and the machines were kept in pristine shape. There were like 15, 20 machines there. I've gone there a couple times. It's a little far from here for me to go like all the time, but very sad news. Video is closing. I think it just was it was just announced this week that it's closing. So I want to let you know about that. So how long should we let the people from the Daily Podcast keep listening? Maybe for one more. Well, of course we have to let them hear the popcorn news. So if you're listening on the Daily Podcast number 101, it will give you the popcorn news. Then it'll end. So you'll have to come and go to the archive of the Urban Nightscape number 100 to hear the rest of it. Okay, thank you. Okay. I experienced the other day some really popcorn misery. This is really bad. I don't even know how to describe this. As I've told you, at the Port Authority bus terminal, there's a place called Zarro's Bread Basket. And somehow they have this popcorn machine. It's a big metal popcorn machine. You know, it spins around and the stuff comes out. They make the best friggin' popcorn I've ever had in my life. And they, you know, for $1.50, you get this huge, like, paper bag filled with popcorn. It's just mind-boggling how great it is. So this past week I went there, you know, because sometimes you want to indulge in a little popcorn. So I go there, and I was a little sketchy because the popcorn bin was very low, and I didn't see them making any more, but it seemed like there was enough in there. So I go up there, and remember, this is one of these really cold days, and there's insane static electricity. In fact, there's static electricity everywhere, and all week my hair has looked bizarre because it's like clinging to my head. I look like friggin' Dumb and Dumber, what's his Jim Carrey character? I look like very bizarre with this hair. It's like clinging to my scalp. So a lot of static, just so cold. It's been like in the single digits this week sometimes. And so I go to get the popcorn, and okay, so I get it. And unfortunately, since it's near the bottom of the barrel, whatever, it it's a lot of small pieces of popcorn mixed in. And it's also kind of greasy. So I don't know, maybe a little bit greasy. And a lot of the small pieces that have just, you know, broken off. So I'm like, okay. So I start eating it. And then I notice as I'm reaching into the bag, because of the static electricity, all of these little pieces of popcorn are, like, clinging to my hand. I'll take out, like, a handful of popcorn, and it's like, like these little pieces are just clinging, and like, I eat it, and then, like, my hand is still covered in popcorn that's just stuck there by static electricity, so I just, like, shake it off, and it's all greasy and stuff. I'm like, oh, God. So the bus came, and I hadn't finished my popcorn, you know, because you're not allowed to eat on the bus. I try to be a good bus citizen and not use my cell. You're not allowed to use your cell phone. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to do much of anything on the bus. I try to be nice. So I go in all the way in the back seat. Because, you know, they do have a camera on the bus pointed at the passengers. And they're kind of like watching you. So I'm sort of slouching down in my seat so the camera can't see me. And who knows if there's really someone watching the camera. What, are they going to sit there for 45 minutes watching people on a bus? So anyway, I'm there. And, you know, I'm slowly reaching into my bag of popcorn, pulling it out. And it's just miserable. Like, I put it in my mouth and eat it. And, like, it just, it's clinging to my hand. So, like, little particles of popcorn, little pieces of popcorn, like, flying all over the place. I'm making a huge mess. I'm like, crap. Should I stop? But I really am, I'm still kind of into eating the popcorn, so I keep going. And it was just miserable. Just greasy, and the little pieces, and they're all over me. And I'm like, oh, God, it was popcorn misery. So I finally finished it, and then when I got up to leave, I looked down, and I felt so bad. I really hate doing it. I hate people that do this, but I did this. I looked down, and the floor of the bus was just covered with little pieces of popcorn. I'm like, should I go? Nah, whatever. They'll never know it was me, so I left. I felt kind of bad about it, but that was my popcorn misery. So anyway, folks, listening on the Daily Podcast, thanks for listening to a little piece of the Overnightscape, and go to theovernightscape.com and subscribe. The Daily shows are coming next week. Thank you very much. Hold on, I need the music to start so I can leave. This always happens. All right. So everyone that was listening on the Daily Podcast, thanks for listening. And go to theovernightscape.com and subscribe. It will be a daily show. You will enjoy it as much as you've been enjoying the Daily Podcast from Another Place. And, you know, let me know. Let me know what you think about this whole thing of the one ending, the one beginning of the daily shows and everything. And this will be 23 minutes long. This 101 of Daily Podcast will be 20. Is this getting confusing? Okay. I'll be back in a minute with the rest of the Overnightscape.